You're listening to special election coverage here on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Republican Jack Bergman will be Northern Michigan's next congressman. He took 55% of the vote in Michigan's sprawling 1st congressional district. His Democratic opponent, Lon Johnson, received just under 40% of the vote. And Jack Bergman joins us this morning to talk. Jack, thanks for coming on and congratulations.
Hey, good morning, David. Thank you so very much.
And can I ask where you're calling from?
Yeah, actually, I'm in Petoskey. We had a little celebration party here last night, and it was kind of a combination that and victory party, as it turned out. And we were with Representative Lee Chatfield, who was reelected up here. And so we had family and friends, and it's a great day.
Jack, you retired a three-star general in the Marine Corps back in 2009. But you don't have any experience as an elected official until now. So I'm wondering, how will you prepare yourself for your new job come January?
Well, you know, the preparation, when you're a general officer, you are used to working at, shall we say, higher levels across different service cultures, across different allied partners. So the first step you do to prepare is build a staff that you can work with and get you prepared, you as the principal, to work with the others. And I guess my first step here over the next 6 to 8 weeks is to put the staff in place, not only in the district to do constituent service, but also in Washington, D.C. to allow me to hit the ground running there as the representative.
What do you think made the difference for you in this campaign?
Well, I think the difference was, I guess it was twofold. And number one, we always remained positive in our campaigning. I mean, if there was, we just decided we were going to stay on the high ground, and we spoke about issues. We didn't speak about people. We didn't get into personalities. We got into the issues that are so important to not only people, you know, in the first district, but people across America. I think you saw that across the board last night. So it's about issues. I think that's what made the difference with voters.
You know, I was expecting this race to be a little tighter in the end. Were you surprised that you won with the margin that you did?
Well, I think that we felt comfortable, if you will, that our message had resonated, but we knew it was going to be, the margin was going to be driven by voter turnout. And by midday yesterday, as we went, you know, from polling place to polling place, we started down in Traverse City, worked our way all the way up through Charlevoix, up through Emmett County. We were hearing that there were record number of voter turnout. And I think that's what provided that margin.
What are going to be your legislative priorities on day one?
Well, day one, legislatively, we know that our economy for the last 8 years has not grown at a rate large enough to generate the jobs that you need, an economic engine that grows about 3 to 3.5% minimum to actually create the jobs necessary for the economy. So number one, get the economy growing. Number two, make sure that as a member of Congress, we actually, as a Congress, perform the duties of Congress, can get spending under control, make sure that our military is funded, make sure that, our veterans are taken care of, make sure that the folks who need help get help in the form of health care or whatever is necessary, but getting us moving forward as a country by working, and specifically to the First District, getting the federal government out of our way so that we can be the stewards of our environment, of our families, of all of our resources, because we here know how to live better than anybody in Washington, D.C. can tell us how to live.
That was Republican Jack Bergman, who has been elected to the 1st Congressional District. He'll be Northern Michigan's next congressman and the next congressman for the Upper Peninsula. This is special election coverage here on IPR News Radio.